Okay, my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 4th of September 2009 and the time is 7:20 in the evening. Can you tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
I'm Lou Townsend, I'm 33 and I'm from Hatfield in Hertfordshire.
Okay, thank you. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
When it started really, when it was reported on the news, I signed up to go on the plinth.
What was your inspiration for wanting to become a part of it?
It was just a will I get chosen sort of thing, and if I got chosen, what would I do? And now I've been chosen, at very short notice, I don't know what to do.
What is it you're going to be taking out then with you?
I'm going to take some sweets up with me. I'm going to take a whiteboard. I'm a member of a website called Bad Mothers Club, but we're not actually bad, it is ironic. We do lots of nice things, lots of good things. And I'll probably be drawing caricatures of some of the bad mums that I know.
So can you tell us a bit about your involvement with the bad mums?
It's a great website actually. It's a really good support network. Just for instance, there's a post on there at the moment where this 3-foot rug needs to get from Brighton to Fleetwood. And there's about 6 bad mums doing their bit on their motorway, getting it up there. They've done that for other mothers' children that need to get down to university that haven't got the money. We go on meets. There is one particular lady called Amanda. Her name's Purple Survivor. She is a survivor. She's got terminal cancer, and purple is our favourite colour. If I'd had a bit more notice, I'd have worn purple.
And can you tell us a bit about you then, a bit about your background, how you got involved with that group and what it is you do for
I work part-time for Hertfordshire Police in the control room. I'm on the radios and I get to tell the police officers where to go and what to do. I've got a son, Jack, he's 6. He's with his dad at the moment. He's there just over the weekend. And getting involved in Bad Mums was really when I divorced Jack's dad and I was looking for parenting forums, and they looked just right for me. They weren't sort of let's all eat organic and do that. They're real people with real lives, and it really associate with that. I like my job. I've been there 13 years. And that's me really, my job, my son, and the internet when he's gone to bed. And a bottle of wine every now and again.
Can you tell us a bit about your son?
Yeah, he's Jack, he's 6. He's absolutely gorgeous. Well, I would say that, but he is. He's just started year 3 juniors, and he's really pleased now that he's not an infant anymore. He's a big boy now because he's a junior. He lives with me sort of 80% of the time, with his dad about 20% of the time. And if he knew I was up here today, we'd have probably arranged it so he could come and have a look. But yeah, he is my life, bless him. Yeah.
And what other stuff do you get up to?
Not a lot really. I don't have much time in between fitting and work, being a single parent, working. I say I work part-time. I work 36 hours a week, but for my job that is part-time because a full week is 40 hours. So fitting 36 hours a week in around a 6-year-old, I don't really have much time for anything else. We do go out on holidays. We've just come back from Whitstead Park camping, which was good. He really enjoyed camping, apart from the night it rained and we got very wet. We try and get out and about as much as we can, and we do camping stuff, country shows, that sort of thing.
Are you able to talk a little bit about how, you know, what it's been like since it's just been you and Jack?
It's been hard work. It is hard work being a single parent. I think the worst part is if I'm ill as a person, who is going to look after Jack? I'm having quite a complex back operation on next Thursday, and Jack is with me. But I've got the network of friends that's coming in to take Jack to school, pick him up, bring him home, come in and look after him. It is hard work, but I wouldn't swap it for the world. I wouldn't swap it for the world. I'm happy being single, happy with Jack, happy with my life, really.
And can you tell us about the other significant people in your life as well, family, friends?
Yeah, my brother Ken, he's like... he's a big brother, but he's a bit like a father figure after my dad died when I was 15. Family's been through a lot the last few years with our mum dying a couple of years ago as well. But my sister Kerry, who's up on the plinth an hour before me. My big brother Ken, my eldest brother Daryl, my eldest sister Diane. There is 6 of us, so we're quite a big family, but we are a very close-knit family. If anybody needs anything, that's it. We're all there for each other. And I think we're quite privileged like that, because a lot of families aren't like that. A lot of families don't talk to each other. They've had bad experiences of their parents. I found that out on Bad Mothers, that unfortunately they haven't had the parents that should be proper parents. And I think we were very lucky. We had lovely parents, and now as a family we were all very close.
So can you tell me then, how does it feel being part of this One Another network, one of 2,400 people that get to experience the PIMF?
Privileged, very privileged. I think it's something I can look back on in future years and say, yeah, I did that, I was there, I did that. I've done things that I want to go back to and go, yeah, I've done that. I've wing walked, I've walked on hot coals. And this is another thing that I can look back on and say, I was part of that. So yeah, I've been quite lucky to do some quite great things. And this is just another thing as well that I can look back and say, I was part of that, I made that. I was number whatever out of 2,400.
And what about it being a piece of art? What do you think about that?
It depends what you think art is. Art is art, and I'm made bed that wins a Turner Prize. Is it a sheep floating in formaldehyde, or is it a Van Gogh painting? I think art is what you make of it. I've been watching online. There have been some good people up there. I don't think the people that sit up there on their laptops are quite very arty. I think with a bit more notice I could have done something a bit more, but yeah, I'll give it a good go.
And how are you feeling then just before you go up? You haven't had a lot of time to prepare yourself.
No, nervous, but in the grand scheme of things it's an hour out of my life. I hope it goes well. Nervous, but I've done so many weird things and crazy things in my life already, it's another one to add to it.
You can tell us a bit about the wing walking and
fantastic. Yeah. I did that at Gloucestershire with the Aero Superbatics team that used to be Utterly Butterly, they're now Gwynno. I did that for raising money for the Isabel Hospice that looked after my mum. I was up for about 20 minutes, it was fantastic. Hard work, really respect the girls that do it full time, because I was waving in the wind and I was having my arm torn out of my socket, out of its socket. Fantastic experience, fantastic. Do it again tomorrow, absolutely fantastic.
And what was that like to be able to do, you know, to raise money as well for the cause that was so close?
It was good. We raised about £800. The hospice doesn't get any government grants or anything, so they need every penny. And I think people knew how mad I can be. I'm the mad one at work, I'm the one that does the stupid crazy things at work. If anything's going to be, it's Lou's doing that now, Lou's doing that now. But yeah, it was good, really good feeling.
What have you done?
I've walked on hot coals. I think it was 20 metres on hot coals, burning coals. That was good. That was a couple of years before, that was about 5 years ago now. That was really, really good. No blisters, no burns. A big sort of inspirational talk beforehand, how to do it, how to walk. That was really good. Got out of that, felt really empowered, and I'm hoping maybe I'll get that out of the plinth as well. Yeah.
And how would you describe yourself as a person?
Mad. not in the mental sense, mad crazy sense. But I'm a very nice person. I won't tolerate fools. I don't like ignorant people. I don't like liars. But I'm a nice, genuine person that, yeah, why not? Let's do it. And that's my attitude on life. You only live once. I want to look back on my life and say, yeah, I did all these things. I don't want to look back and go, oh my God. Oh, I could have done that. No, that's not me.
And I think you mentioned before, what would you say are the most important things to you in your life? What issues and what things people?
Issues. The most important person in my life is my son. Issues. Obviously, I do fundraise for the hospice. There's supposed to be a local incinerator built near us soon, which I'm involved with a group to stop that being done. Environment's important to me. Just being a good all-round decent person. Enjoy life, don't get into trouble, don't hurt anybody along the way.
What hopes and fears and plans do you have for the future?
Hopes for the future. I think when my son's a little bit older, he's 7, I think maybe when he's about 10, I'm going to go back to uni and do a law degree. I missed out on that first time round. Probably do that part time. Fears for the future. My son, obviously, he's 7. He's a grown up boy. He's not a little boy anymore. I can't wrap him in cotton wool, and that's a scary thing. Letting go, and knowing that he can go off and do various things. It's like, no, you can't do that. You're my baby. I think that's about it. Yeah.
And to close, how would you like to remember, and what kind of impact effect do you think going up on the plinth would have?
I hope I'd be remembered for what I do up there. Still have no idea. Impact. I don't know. I've got a whiteboard to take out with me. I might write some messages on it. Maybe see how people take it from there. Yeah. Mad. Absolutely mad. I can't believe I've agreed to do this. Such short notice.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.